I have a confession to make. Sometimes when I'm on stage, I'll talk about how cute dogs are. And when I see the audience doesn't always match my intensity, I started pulling back. But, you know, of course, if I go, oh, they're so cute, you want to mush their little faces, people are with me. It's beyond that. I want to bite them. I want to bite them. Like, and not just like, you know, half, but you get it a little, right? You're like, I know it, but I mean bite. Like, I'll turn their lip up and suck on it. I'll go like this. There's something about, they're so good. And once they're next to you and they're just like, you're like, oh, you're letting me do this. Let me get in there. Let me fucking really get at this. What's under your lips? It's all goodness, isn't it? Everything's, let me see your ears. Let me suck on that ear. Oh, you're so good. Oh, yeah, everything about you is fucking, you're non-judgmental. You're kind. You're decent. I want to suck it out of you. I want to get some of that in me, you know? Everybody has a voice for their dog. You just do it naturally. I watched a dog. Her name was Ursula. She was a bulldog. And whenever she was, when I was eating, if she had a voice, you just casually do it. She would go, oh, my God, if she could talk. Don't think I'm losing my mind. She would look at me and go, oh, my God, I love chicken. No, I'm not even just saying it. You know, like, other dogs, I know what you mean. They're like, whatever you have, I like, but I really like chicken. I go, Ursula, it's pizza. Oh, I love pizza. No, is that the type from that place? So cute. I used to come home when I first watched her. I watched her for like 7 months. My friends of mine went out of town. And when they first dropped her off at the house, when I came home, she didn't look like she cared about me. She would just be sitting in the living room like this. So I'd walk by her. I'd be like, what's up? Hey, Ursula. Then my mom told me, treat her like a golden retriever. Her grumpy face doesn't match her heart. So I thought about that. I go, how would I walk in? I walk in one day. I swear to you, this is a true story. I walk in. I go, Ursula. She's like, oh. She started flipping out. She was like, oh my God. I said, I love you. Then she started running around the house, digging up the carpeting like crazy. I'm like, oh, she thought I didn't like her. I didn't think she liked me. And so then I figured out she laughs at aggression. Like, I wouldn't do it if it but I can yell at her and she loves it. But I yell at her nice things. I'll be like, no, Ursula, I'll do this with nobody around. It's my favorite thing to do. I'll be like, no, it's not my fault. You're so cute. I have to bite you. She's like, oh, no, are you wearing a new perfume? Because it's driving me fucking nuts. But that doesn't scare her. So when people say, oh, dogs don't understand verbiage, and they only understand tone, tell them to get the fuck away from you. You know those people. They're on a tour. You know, they don't think that we understand that there are boundaries in the relationship between a human being and a dog. They're so worried about that that they think they have to go, you know, the only reason your dog licks you is for the salt. Now, I have to do their voice like that because I don't know any other way that someone would come to that conclusion. It seems nervous for shit to talk about. Seems like you're on a roll. You're on tour telling people that. You didn't just tell me. You've told that to a lot of people. I want to know why you're telling that to everybody. The only reason your dog licks you is because it wants to salt off your face. Oh, great. Well, I'll go home and hit my dog. I'll go, what am I, a salt lick, you fuck? I thought you wanted to fuck me. So everybody has a voice for their dog. I bring her to the dog park, and a guy comes over. He's being very nice. And he goes, look at you. I know what you're thinking. What's everybody petting me for? What's everybody petting me? I'm going to say, that's not my dog's voice. I have a dog voice. And it's not. He's here tonight.
Watch Todd Glass act happy. Only on Netflix.